Okay, so we talked about chemotherapy in this situation, but the other issue is hormonal therapy.
Yeah, and I should emphasize that. Of course, that would be the major force of the discussion. I would emphasize to the women, I think most of the benefit is going to be with the hormone therapy. The chemotherapy she can consider as an option, and I would tell her that a substantial number of women wouldn't want or think it's needed, but I would emphasize that the hormone therapy is going to be doing the heavy lifting in this regimen.
And can you talk about the options in terms of hormonal therapy that you might consider in this situation?
Yes, in a postmenopausal woman, we have guidelines now from NCCN, ASCO, and St. Gallen, all indicating that aromatase inhibitors should be part of hormone receptor positive postmenopausal patients' management. None of them indicate which approach they favor, which the options based on clinical trials are tamoxifen for 5 years, followed by aromatase inhibitor, tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years and switching, or upfront aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen use. I really favor strongly the aromatase inhibitor first approach, not only on the basis of efficacy in the trials that we have, where we're seeing 20-some percent fewer recurrence-free survival events in both the attack in the big 198 trial, but also in terms of the side effect profile, in that a lot of clinicians surprisingly underplay the three life-threatening side effects of tamoxifen: endometrial cancer, strokes, and pulmonary emboli. And people will say, well, I never saw an endometrial cancer, so I'm not going to be worried about it. But I think those are real events. And we had talked about this before, endometrial cancer having a 20% 3-year mortality risk. So it's worse to get endometrial cancer than to get a breast cancer in terms of 5-year, survival. And the aromatase inhibitors have substantially fewer endometrial cancers and probably carry no risk and less venous vascular events. And at least for anastrozole, there were fewer strokes, 2% versus 2.8%. So, especially since I go back to the Women's Health Initiative experience where estrogen plus progestin use, which increased the stroke risk, doubled dementia risk just with 3 years of treatment for women 65 years of age or older. So, I think that stroke risk in a 70-year-old, which would have a higher base regardless of their activity, would be a compelling reason for me to not want to start on tamoxifen first.